Or time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Weekly jobless claims up by 10,000. Figures released by the Labor Department show 268,000 Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits. In California, fire department there urging people to use extreme caution with fireworks considering the dry conditions across the state. Randy Fuller has the details.
Cal Fire spokeswoman Lynette Round says 296 cities around the state will not be under a fireworks ban.
California is in its fifth year of drought, so things are really dry. We've had very hot temperatures, and so the brush is ripe for wildfire. When you mix any type of firework in there, it's just a recipe for disaster.
She says people need to be aware of their surroundings when lighting fireworks.
They need to use them in an open area, not near the dry brush. Make sure they have water next to them, and make sure that the adults are lighting them off. If fireworks are banned in the community that you live in, we ask them to go to public displays. That way they can enjoy it in a safe environment.
I'm Randy Fuller.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The sister of the U.S. ambassador to Libya killed in the Benghazi attack doesn't blame Hillary Clinton for Chris Stevens' death, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
In an interview with The New Yorker magazine, Dr. Ann Stevens puts the blame on Congress for not properly funding the State Department, telling the magazine if Congress had provided a budget to increase security at U.S. missions around the world, some of the requests for more security in Libya would have been granted. Ann Stevens saying there doesn't seem to be anything new in the report from the House Select Committee on Benghazi. She also says that every report she has ever seen about her brother Chris Stevens' death has been politicized. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook's changing how it decides what you see on your page. The social media giant announcing it's giving more weight to things shared by friends and family members instead of posts from large publishers like BuzzFeed. The idea is that people are more likely to pay attention to content posted by a friend or at least someone they know. The FDA is mixing up controversy with its latest stance on licking the batter from the bowl. Here's USA Radio's Anthony Lucero with the details.
The FDA has issued a message warning people not to eat raw cookie dough or cake batter because of a recent outbreak of E. coli, which is linked to contaminated flour. Nearly 40 people in 20 states have become infected by the strain of bacteria since last December. Symptoms include severe stomach cramps, diarrhea, and vomiting. Some infections can lead to kidney failure. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:05, it is, I can't say, 76 sunny degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is sunny with a high near 85. tonight, patchy fog after 2 a.m., so if those of you who are staying up late, look for the fog. Friday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 8 a.m. Chance of precipitation, 40%. And tomorrow night, for the opening of the Flemington Beer Garden, there is a 50% chance of thunderstorms, which means there's a 50% chance it will not rain. And starting out this weekend, 83 and sunny on Saturday and 85 on Sunday, and only partly cloudy Sunday night, so it looks like they will get the fireworks in Flemington.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Wimberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Are you giving me a hand motion over there or something?
No, I'm sorry.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, summer is in full swing at HCL. We'll tell you all about our outdoor concert series, summer reading clubs for kids and adults, Comic Fest, and the North County Branch Library Garden Expo. Jennifer has never been a big fan of George W., and even Jeb. She says the last time someone listened to a bush, a bunch of people wandered around in the desert for 40 years. Don't forget about our museum passes this summer and our library card month discount promotion. All that and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Today's our big holiday show. Are you excited?
I am. I didn't know it was our holiday show.
It is. It's
I do know it's almost 6 months to New Year's Eve.
Oh. Next Christmas, Jennifer, is now sooner than last Christmas.
That's why it's our big holiday.
Merry Christmas to you.
Silver
bells.
I have to tell you, Jay beat you to it.
Keep talking.
Jay beat you to it. Now we have you and Queen singing.
Silver bells.
Jay put something up on Facebook on the 24th of...
Keeps busy now because that went... Well, that was not ready yet.
I know, but that was like near Christmas Eve.
Ring-a-ling, they fill the winter air. I've drawn blank. It's still so. Merry Christmas to everyone. It's on the way, Jennifer. I'm very excited. But it is the library show with Jennifer Wimberry and Jim Thatch.
Can I explain about our opening song real fast? Get that out of the way.
Okay.
Please.
Who requested this one?
This is for Katie, the new assistant manager at the Quilted Kilted Tilt. Tilted Kilt.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
The new manager?
Assistant
what happened
manager.
To Scott?
No. Scott's still the GM. He's the general manager. Katie's an assistant
manager. So he needed
some
help?
Oh, yes.
They got him some help? It's been so crowded there?
It is.
Well, that's good news,
it is,
probably.
But Brian cozied right up to Katie.
Does the assistant manager have to wear a kilt?
No, she does not.
Okay.
Neither does the GM.
Okay. Just wondering.
No, only the bartenders and the girl. Male bartenders wear them.
So I hear Jennifer and her husband have been running amok in the trivia contests every Wednesday night. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, we won both grand prizes last night. And I brought the questions back, though, so I'll ask you those later.
Very good. Okay, do we have any programs coming up this week?
I don't believe so.
Summer quiets down for some of the small events, except for, of course, the Summer Reading Club program. So we have, I forgot to bring those again.
No, I have them.
Do we have any special events for the kids this week?
Tonight, this afternoon, we have a
Well, that would be
magician.
Something good to mention.
Well, it is, except that they're sold out.
Oh.
There's no room.
But just kind of let people know what's going on. That we're not, the doors aren't closed.
They are closed. And while I'm finding this, why don't you tell them about the exhibit they can see in the lobby?
Okay, we have a whole new set of exhibits starting in July. I actually will let you know what's going on throughout the month of July.
I meant the architecture.
I do. Jennifer, I'm getting there. I'm trying to make a general point and then laser focus it down to what you wanted me to talk about.
Okay.
I have actually a list of all of the upcoming events for the month of July that I'll read over later. We'll start with the new exhibits at the Hunterdon County Library. Is that okay, Jennifer?
It is. I'm sorry.
In the main gallery, we're going to have the Hunterdon County Seniors, their annual art show that's been traveling around. It will be in the library for the month of July, so don't miss that. A lot of great senior artists in our county. I think it's the Prattlesville Mill Quilting Society. I don't know if that's the exact name, Jennifer, but they just put their display up in our lobby cases.
I'll have to go look. I came down the back of the fire tire.
And a local, I got to remember, I'll have it for you next week. A bunch of students from some architectural class, I forget what school they are affiliated with.
I think they're a homeschool.
They built these elaborate models of famous buildings like the Globe Theater and the Parthenon.
The Hagia Sophia in Turkey.
Yes, and these models that you're allowed to touch and take the roofs off because the insides are also decorated, very impressive.
They are.
Especially the Globe Theater, I think that's my favorite.
Yeah, and it tells you to squat down and look up at the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. So it's very good. So don't miss that. And we also have a display of bookends coming in from resident Pauline Fishkin, who collects bookends. So that's another thing. So four big exhibits at the Hunterdon County Library. Actually, let me see if I have the North County Branch Library exhibits in front
of
me.
Is the scoop up on the website?
Yes. Well, I have the scoop right here, Jennifer.
Okay, because it's in the scoop.
Okay, well, here we go. I'll tell you what it is right now. Thank you for that. Okay. For that little hint. Okay, so in July at the North County Branch Library, in the display cases, is an exhibit titled What's It? It's an esoteric assortment of unique tools and implements from the collections of several skilled and specialized craftsmen. It's very vague, Jennifer.
No kidding.
Can you guess what they are called and what they do before peeking at the answer sheet? And peeking is spelled wrong. How does the librarian at the North County Branch Library not know how to spell peeking correctly?
Well, using the correct peek.
And that's all we have for display in July, Jennifer. There'll be a whole new set of displays in August. So I'll get to some of the programs coming up in July at the Hunterdon County Library. Now what are you doing?
Now I'm playing the song that Miss Morgan requested, but she was sure you would like it.
Drive My Car, but this isn't the Beatles.
Oh, it's not?
No.
It didn't sound like it, but there's a picture of the Beatles.
This is like get the Beatles version on for me, please. I'm sure if Kiko's listening, he's thrilled that you're playing Drive My Car. I believe from the Rubber Soul album.
Yes, it is.
The Beatles. Morgan's a big Beatles fan?
She's a Drive My Car fan, certainly.
What's that mean?
I don't know. That's what she asked me to play.
You mean Drive My Car, the song, or just cars in general?
Morgan has a cute little yellow Volkswagen.
That's not it either.
I know. But that it says it is, but it's not.
I think the Beatles, for some reason, their songs are copyrighted. I have a feeling maybe you can't play them.
That's quite possible.
Or you just are terrible at YouTube. There you go.
I would go with the latter, frankly.
Actually, I used to remember what this song was about. Paul McCartney had a reason for writing this song.
Find out.
I don't know if that's the Beatles either. It sounds closer, but... And it's a live version. All right, moving on, Jennifer. Good
Morgan,
Lord.
Morgan, I tried.
Was Morgan at the Tilted Kilt?
No.
No? She doesn't come. Why are you saying it like that?
Because I really want her to... We've even offered to pick her up and bring her there.
Oh, she hasn't been showing up lately? Why? What's the matter?
It's that Pennsylvania-New Jersey border crossing. A lot of people from Pennsylvania can't cross the New Jersey border.
Or is it, where it's that I'm sick of the Winberries.
Could be that also.
stalking me. Okay.
I can give you golden rings. I can give you anything, baby. I love you. With
what
the original, those were the original song lyrics with the chorus.
Yeah. All right, we don't need to know more about this.
Okay.
So,
Morgan, I tried. It's being difficult.
Was there another kids' program for the summer reading club coming up this week at the North County branch?
It was.
So there was a magician today.
There's going to be a magician this afternoon, but you have to get tickets, and they're all gone.
I have a feeling the song's just drowning us out, but
it really isn't. But I'm going to try.
Okay, go ahead.
And then next Friday, July 8th, there will be tickets available for Rizzo's Reptiles, which will be the following Thursday, July 14th. But you do have to get tickets for these programs. Rizzo's Reptiles is at the North County branch on Wednesday, July 13th, and the tickets are available on Thursday, July 7th. But the tickets go quickly. So make sure next Thursday and Friday you
okay, for all the information about the Summer Reading Club, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and there's a link right on the home page for it to learn about all these rules about getting your coupons and going to these special programs for children's over the summer.
Right.
Children's?
Yes.
What am I talking about? We've just completely thrown away the first 15 minutes of our show.
So why don't we go to first commercial break?
We'll come back better.
We'll recombobulate.
The special holiday show is not starting off well.
All right. Well, you can sing when we come back.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
It's the most wonderful time. Welcome back to the Library Show. Big news today. If you haven't heard, next Christmas is sooner than last Christmas was. Closer. What's the proper wording for that? Is closer than last Christmas?
I'd say closer, nearer.
So start thinking about those holiday lists, etc. It's never too soon, Jennifer. I'm not wishing away summer by any means, but the holiday season has begun. And we'll use this as the kick into our Today in History.
I'm just trying to make up for all my missteps this morning earlier.
What did you misstep? I was just kidding with you. Did I say anything bad?
Yes.
Well,
Morgan loves the Beatles.
Oh, good. I knew I liked Morgan. Okay, Jennifer. It's Today in History. Every time this week, I'm blowing it again, Jennifer. This time every week. That doesn't even sound right. I asked Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, which happens to be June 30th. And also some people who were born or who have died on this date, and see if Jennifer knows who they are just by name recognition. We'll start with the events. Jennifer, let's go back to 1559. King Henry II of France dies on this date. He's mortally wounded by Gabriel Comte de Montgomery. How does he die? How is he mortally wounded? And it prompted the discontinuation of this activity. That's a hint for you. The king died of this.
I don't know.
Jousting. He got killed in a jousting match.
What is the king doing jousting?
I know, isn't that crazy? But I read up on it a little bit. A shard from one of the lances, or that's what they call it, hit him in the eye.
Oh, my goodness.
Like accident.
So he wasn't jousting. He was.
And then he died of some whatever, I don't know. No, he was jousting.
Oh, he was.
No, he was actually jousting, but a splinter got him.
I mean, really, if I'm the king, I'm not jousting.
I know. If you're jousting against the king, what's going to happen to you if you kill the king?
Get off with your head.
Okay, Jennifer, in 1882 on June 30th. Charles Guiteau is hanged in Washington, D.C. For what reason? What did he do?
1882.
Charles Guiteau.
Treason?
A lot of dark things. Treason is incorrect. Well, it's a form of treason, I guess. He assassinated the President of the United States, James Garfield.
Oh, huh.
So I guess that could be treason. Okay, Jennifer, and there's Germany.
You know who assassinated Kennedy, you know who assassinated Lincoln, you know who tried to assassinate Reagan. Okay, I'm sorry, Germany.
Well, James Garfield, I don't know. Guess it's not as popular. What's the point you're trying to make here?
No, it's just curious.
Okay, 1934, let's go to Germany, Jennifer. June 30th, 1934, it was the Night of the Long Knives. What was that?
Oh, my goodness. We've got books on this at home.
The Night of the Long Knives. What happened on June 30th, 1934?
I don't know. And I have not been paying attention for the last 29 years.
If it was June 30th in Germany in 1934 and you were a political rival of Adolf Hitler, you lost your life. He purged all of his political rivals on that evening.
Wow.
Setting the table for the Third Reich, I believe, Jennifer. Okay, 1937, the world's first emergency telephone number is introduced in London. Jennifer, what was the number?
999.
How did you know that?
Because it's still 999.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in London?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did not know that.
Well, in England.
Okay. London's in England.
Yeah.
Very good, Jennifer. Okay, and 1971, Jennifer, Ohio ratifies the 26th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, thereby putting it into effect. What is the 26th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution?
1971? Is it making abortion legal?
Incorrect.
Oh.
It reduced the voting age to 18.
Hmm.
What was it, 21?
Yes.
And finally, in 1972, the universal time coordinate time system, Jennifer, what is added to it for the very first time?
A second.
Close. A leap second. It's a second. A leap second's a second?
I mean, a second was added because they were a second short.
So why do they call it a leap second?
Because it was an extra second. But they didn't add a leap second.
They added a leap second. That's what it says. I don't know. I can't your answer as correct.
Thank you.
Okay, and then born or die, Jennifer. Born in 1943, Florence Ballard.
What year?
1943. She was born on June 30th.
I don't know.
She was one of the backup singers, Diana Ross, in the Supremes.
Hmm.
She died in 1976, unfortunately. Mike Tyson was born in 1966.
He is a boxer. He's famous for biting somebody's ear off.
Evander Holyfield. That's what he's most famous for. That's a shame.
I don't know.
But I guess you're right. Okay, 1985, Michael Phelps was born.
He's an Olympic swimmer, and I think he was just he qualified again for the fifth time. Put your fingers down. I'm getting there. He qualified for his fifth Olympic Games.
That is correct, Jennifer. Great answer. Michael Phelps just qualified for his fifth Olympic Games, a record. And he already holds the record for most medals, which I believe is 26, including 18 golds, which is twice as many as any other Olympic competitor of all time. So Michael Phelps, the greatest Olympian of all time, is that a stretch to say?
Probably not.
Okay, then finally died in 2003, Jennifer, the great Buddy Hackett. On June 30th.
Same day in 2003. He was a comedian. Is he on Hee Haw? Is that Buddy Ebsen?
Mm. No, Buddy Hackett. I know him for two...
Like, he's just been there. But I can't...
Yeah, he's been on a lot of...
Yeah.
I know him for three things, actually. First of all, Jennifer, I'll give the most popular one that I thought you would have known off the top of your head. He was in The Music Man.
Was he really?
He was. He sang Shaboopy.
Huh.
Can you picture him there?
Yeah.
Okay. He was also in Herbie the Love Bug.
Oh, my goodness.
He was actually... The scene I remember him of was... He was in the car with Dean Jones, and short of the finish line, they were dueling with another car, and Herbie split... I forget how, but Herbie split in half.
Oh my goodness.
Buddy Hackett won the race with Herbie's back end somehow.
Wow.
Amazing.
Only in
one of the great moments in auto racing history. Buddy Hackett in the back half of Herbie.
Why?
Winning an important race. And then finally, the voice of Scuttle in Disney's classic animated feature, The Little Mermaid.
I never saw that.
You never saw The Little Mermaid?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I'm without words. Jennifer, you have to see The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Write it down.
DVD alert.
DVD alert, The Little Mermaid. It's not a DVD alert because everybody in the civilized world has seen The Little Mermaid. Okay. Watch, Morgan's going to email you right now yelling at you for not seeing The Little Mermaid.
Morgan has a bug, a yellow bug like Herbie.
Did it ever split in half?
I don't think so.
It's a problem common with those models. But Jennifer, just classic, the music, everything. It saved the Walt Disney Studios when this movie came out.
Huh.
It's just touching.
Kind of like Dumbo.
You'd be crying at the end. I guarantee it.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
All right.
Kind of like Dumbo? Oh, that's right. We talked about that last week. Okay, that's what I have for today in history, Jennifer. Do you want to continue with your trivia, or should we split trivia up? Or
whatever you would like to do.
Let me talk about the summer concerts, because it's almost halfway through. Let me get this through, because then I want to talk about all the July events.
Okay,
and we need to talk about Comic Fest, of course.
We also have to talk about your July bookmark.
And we have to talk about the July bookmark. But let me start with the summer concerts. It's almost a month away to our first summer concert of the year. These are the outdoor summer concerts at the Hunterdon County Library, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Jennifer? Our first concert is Wednesday, August 3rd at 6:30 p.m. We'll welcome the Summer Swing Orchestra, all your big band favorites. The Wednesday after that, August 10th at 6:30, the Blauenberg Band, the huge community band. What are you laughing at?
Morgan just messaged me. You've never seen The Little Mermaid?
Thank you. Thank you, Morgan. We're on the same page today. Okay, August 10th again is the Blauenberg Band, a big community band playing all marches and Sousa and patriotic songs, so you don't want to miss that one. And then finally, the Tentpole Show, Jennifer, if you will, the British Invasion and American Response, Wednesday, August 17th at 6:30 p.m. We'll have Nina's Waffles on hand to serve you dessert, because you're going to bring your own picnic lunch, Jennifer. Bring a blanket, bring a chair, bring your family, bring a Frisbee. Bring picnic lunch, either pizza or subs, or whatever you want to bring, Jennifer. Some people really go out.
Oh, they do.
And bring elaborate stuff.
I'd say whole hog, but I'm afraid somebody would show up with a
I'm actually going to try to walk around and see if I can sample some of these smorgasbords that show up. They all look so good. These programs are all free and open to the public. Unfortunately, if it rains, Jennifer, the first two concerts have to be canceled because we have no room in the meeting room. But the British Invasion show will go on in our meeting room. But let's just hope for good weather, because it's a wonderful day. We have a nice amphitheater on the side of our library facing Route 12. It's a beautiful night. We had three gorgeous evenings last year to watch a concert. So
we
let's
did.
Hope we have a repeat of this year.
And tonight, if you can't wait, for the library's outdoor concerts is the first of the Hunterdon County Parks Department, and it's their 30th anniversary.
Deer Path. I believe it's 30.
30. And tonight's the Hunterdon Harmonizers, comprised of more than 50 men from Hunterdon and surrounding areas. The Harmonizers have entertained audiences throughout the county for more than 22 years. They have successfully competed in Barbershop Harmony Society events as far away as Indianapolis.
We're getting a beeping noise.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
So that's tonight at 7 p.m. at the Deer Path Park on West Woods Church Road in Flemington.
And the Hunterdon Harmonizers always visit us at the Hunterdon County Library in mid-December with their annual Christmas or holiday show, Jennifer. So we're looking forward to that again this year. So good luck to the Harmonizers tonight. Christian Hunter, his brother, all the guys. Craig Scott, the guy I play basketball with, is actually a Harmonizer now because he hurt his knee.
Oh, no.
Went to his second career.
Well, when are you going to join?
But a great group. When I hurt my knee bad enough where I can't play, I guess. Yeah, I just jinxed myself. So probably next week.
Great. All right, so that's tonight with the Harmonizers.
Okay, let me give you a quick update on Jennifer's weather because she was very inaccurate with her forecast. I was listening to her, and I don't know what she was talking about, but here's the real weather forecast for you. It's 83 degrees currently right now in Flemington. Temperatures will get up to 86 under clear skies. We're going to get rain tomorrow, Jennifer, more than a 50% chance. I've got 80-something percent chance. I'm staring right around mid-afternoon, so expect a very unsettled day on Friday to start your Sedona, start your 4th of July weekend too soon.
Okay.
A library alert, by the way, the library is closed on Monday, July 4th for Independence Day. But then the rest of the weekend, Jennifer, is good. It's actually very good. Mid-80s on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Maybe climbing to the upper 80s. What am I doing?
You're kicking something and it's making a noise.
Oh, for Christmas sakes.
It's almost Christmas.
So a beautiful 4th of July holiday weekend through Monday. The next chance of rain appears to be Tuesday, right in time for me to go golfing again. So, do you hear that beep? There's something every once in a while goes bleep.
I'm hearing something odd.
Well, now that's something odd.
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay. All right. All right. We just lost our train of thought. Keep your headphones on just for a moment.
All right. I can't. They hurt my. I don't like them.
Just for like another 30 seconds,
okay,
Jennifer.
Go ahead.
That's all I'm asking of you.
All right.
Okay. Well, so welcome back to the library show. Jim Gannot. Is he coming in today, Jennifer? I haven't seen Jim Gannot in half a year. His show, Taking Care of Business, is normally at 12 noon,
yes,
right after our show. So stay tuned for that. But right now, Jennifer, I feel like some trivia. Or would you rather talk about...
Let me talk about the bookmark first.
Okay.
So everybody knows how clever you are. And then...
How clever I am?
Yes.
So you like my bookmark.
I love your bookmark. Because I didn't get it right away.
I stumped the puzzle queen.
You did. And then I said something and I'm like... Oh, and then I got it. But I'm not going to say what I said.
Okay.
It's a...
By the way, this was my daughter's idea. Not the puzzle part, but just the theme.
Oh, okay. It's a drive-in movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Starry, Starry Night.
Mm-hmm.
There are five, looks like 50s and 60s cars.
Yeah, the drive-ins, heyday.
You know, tail fins. There's a couple of kissing couples. There's Jim Thatch all alone in his car.
Oh, thank you.
Somebody who ran to the...
Stranded at the drive-in.
And he got branded a fool. That's for you, Matt Dolan. Somebody ran to the snack bar.
Or...
They're sitting on the hood.
No, the other implication is, or they've moved beyond kissing.
Jim Thatch.
Well, I don't know. You can interpret it any way you want.
Well, actually, I interpreted the middle one a little differently. Though.
Oh, okay. Oh, good Lord. Jennifer.
And then the...
Okay, go ahead. And then the last one is what?
They're fighting. They're a couple. They're
far apart.
On the movie. And on the screen, there's Janet Leigh,
mm-hmm,
from Psycho.
So it's a horror movie.
It's a horror movie. So maybe the girl's just hiding in this one because she's scared.
That could be, too.
Her eyes.
Hey, you can interpret it any way you want. That's the beauty of it.
But then there's an eye with a gemstone in the middle of it.
That is the monster of the movie, scaring poor Janet Leigh.
I know. And you have to figure out what it means.
Yes.
And it was driving me crazy.
Just remember that the month is always written somewhere. Well, the month and the word HCL are in the bookmark somewhere, always.
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 So look for that. And the 716 on the license plate doesn't count.
No.
That's the month. So spend some time looking at that.
So I've decided, Jennifer, that I might be one of the most...
Oh, here we go.
I don't know what the... Here we go, it's right. One of the, I don't know the proper term, but one of the most successful artists in the history of the world. And here's why. Every month, I give away 1,000 pieces of my artwork. People take 1,000 pieces. So people actually take and look at my artwork, 1,000 of them, every month.
But you don't,
and this has been happening for the last 29 years.
You never signed them, though. You should start putting your initials in there.
But people take my artwork with them, 1,000 pieces of my artwork monthly.
Can you imagine if they'd been selling
it? I am the most successful artist in the history of the world.
Or the foolish giving away that much artwork.
I haven't made a dime on it, but think about that for a
yes.
second. If you did the math, I think we're talking about 350,000 pieces of artwork that I've... I don't know. We'll do the math in our next commercial break.
All
right. Let's do some trivia.
Some trivia.
Since I'm patting myself on the back now.
Yes, you're getting...
Let me bring down, humble me with some hard trivia questions.
All right. We can do some general knowledge.
Let's do it all.
Let's do it all? All right. Some of them are...
This is a library show, by the way. We
there's a lot.
I know. We'll start with the ones that you think I like the best, and we'll keep going as we go.
Well,
but we like to propagate... knowledge here in this program. That's why we play a lot of trivia. It's not just random.
How about I'll give you the general knowledge first, then I'll give you the category that I think you'll really like.
Gotcha.
All right.
General knowledge.
Joaquin Guzman is better known by what infamous nickname?
Joaquin Guzman? Is he a baseball player?
I have no idea. It's El Chapo.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
He's a baseball player. Okay.
What is the name of the iconic cathedral in Red Square near the Kremlin?
What letters does it begin with?
S, Saint.
Oh, I don't know.
It's an herb.
Saint Basil.
Yes, a cathedral at the intersection of the Virgin by the Moat. Banh mi is a type of Vietnamese what?
Banh mi would be soap.
Sandwich.
Oh.
What planet is closest to the sun?
Mercury.
Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated in what year?
Mahatma Gandhi, 1924.
48. What is the name of Hamlet's uncle?
Oh, I do know that.
And here's the hint. He's the king.
What?
Claudius.
Oh, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
The next two guys, I do not know.
Okay.
What is... Stephen Curry was born in what state?
Stephon Curry?
Stephon. Yeah, I don't even know who he is.
I'm going to guess Virginia.
Ohio.
Oh. Stephon Curry is the MVP of the NBA.
Oh, okay. So maybe you know. Q-Tip, Fife Dog, and Ali Shaheed Muhammad were founding members of what hip-hop group that formed in 1985?
Run DMC.
Tribe Called Quest.
That was the answer?
Mm-hmm.
Tribe Called... Oh, good Lord.
Okay. I know. That to me... I just heard something beeping.
Okay.
Comedian Lawrence Whitney is better known as who? Lawrence is the clue.
Martin Lawrence?
Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh.
What honor did David Bowie turn down in 2003?
Knighthood.
Correct. All right, this is the reason I asked Matt to send them to me.
Okay.
Fictional addresses,
got it.
What family lived in a mansion at 0001 Cemetery Lane?
The Adams family, the Munsters. The Adams family.
The Adams family. Oh. Munsters lived at 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Gotcha.
They lived in apartment 4A, later 3D, at 623rd East 68th Street in Manhattan.
They? Mm-hmm. Friends? Was it a...
No.
It's not the Friends show?
Uh-uh.
The Mad About You show?
I Love Lucy. No, they lived on the corner of 5th and 12th.
Oh, I Love Lucy. The Ricardos?
I thought you would know that. This splendid family, 80s family TV, from this show, lived in an upper-class neighborhood at 3344 Oak Hills Drive in Fairfield, Connecticut.
The Cosby Show.
Blended family.
A blended family?
And they lived in Philadelphia after the first season. Who's the boss?
Oh, that's tough.
122 Conk Street is the address of this
SpongeBob SquarePants.
This American family lived at 714 Delaware Street in Lanford, Illinois.
The Connors from Roseanne fame.
He reigned from 633 Stag Trail Road in North Caldwell, New Jersey.
North Caldwell, New Jersey? He reigned, so king something.
Mm-mm.
Queen? King of Queens?
No, Tony.
King
of Queens did not live in North Caldwell, New Jersey.
I got sitcoms on my mind.
Okay, go to books.
Okay.
This cuddly guy lived
called Winnie the
Pooh. No.
Trespassers Will.
32 Windsor Gardens in Notting Hill, London home.
Paddington Bear.
Correct. Okay, go back to sitcoms. This public servant and Jerry's nemesis lived
Newman
in apartment 5E on 128. You should come some night. We will clean up. We will trounce Robin's team soundly. This family lives on 31 Spooner Street in Rhode Island.
The Griffins.
From Family Guy. And on what show would you find the bewitching Hallowell Manor on 1329 Prescott Street in San Francisco, California?
Bewitching.
Kara might know this.
Charmed.
Charmed, yes. Very good. Wow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You want more?
Sure.
Would you like military and wars, general knowledge, or early...
I don't think Kika is listening. We would have done military and
wars. All right, you know what? I will tuck military wars away from another time.
Okay.
We actually ran this category. He didn't even give us all of these, but we would have run
it. I'm sure Brian and you, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll do the general knowledge.
Okay.
Article... Oh, you know what? Let's save that, too.
Okay.
Because that's on the same page as military wars. We'll do that next time when Kiko's listening. We'll do early 2000s culture, and we'll see if I'm just deficient...
I'd probably be deficient, too, but go ahead.
If they were the right age. From 2001 to 2004, Hilary Duff played what clumsy teen on a Disney show?
Hilary Duff was on... I know this. Carrie used to watch this. Hilary Duff was... What's her first letter?
L. It's the name of the show, I think.
Yeah.
Lizzie McGuire.
Yes. Shoot. I did know that.
In the early 2000s, and I really think he could have been more specific,
mm-hmm.
who became the first African-American actress to win the Oscar for Best Actress?
Early 2000s? I should know this, too.
You should. I knew this.
I'm drawing what's her initials?
HB.
HB? I don't know.
Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah. What was it, Monsters Ball or something?
Yeah. And if you change, going back to Christmas, if you interchange the initials on her name
mm-hmm.
to, or, no, there's something that makes it Halle Berry. I forget what it is. I don't know. It was a Will Schwartz puzzle. I don't remember. Okay. Beginning in 2003, what I makeover show launched by Bravo, helped usher in popular culture's acceptance of gay rights?
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Correct. In the spring of 2000, NBC canceled what short-lived by hugely influential Judge Apatow TV series.
Judge what?
Apatow, A-P-A-T-O-W, Apatow. A lot of famous people came out of this ensemble cast.
I'm thinking Freaks and Geeks.
I'm thinking you're right.
Oh, I was going to say Freaks and Geeks, and they threw me off with Judge Apatow.
I guess he's the judge. I guess he's the producer. In 2003, what band dropped the album Fever to Tell, arguably ushering in the indie music scene from Williamsburg, Brooklyn?
Brooklyn. I don't know.
Yeah. In 2002, what now super famous rapper survived a brutal car crash, the subject of his first hit single?
Eminem.
Kanye West.
Oh.
In three friends started YouTube in 2005 after leaving what other tech giant?
Facebook.
PayPal.
Really?
Yes. What TV drama won the Emmy for Best Drama every year from 2000 to 2003?
ER.
West Wing.
Oh.
That one, this one you'll never know. In 2002, what became the largest retailer in American history to file for Chapter 11 bankrupt protection?
Kmart.
Yeah, and I didn't know there were still Kmarts around.
There are a few.
Yeah, there's one out in Pennsylvania. I was surprised to see it. Very good, Jim.
You said I didn't know that one.
No, no, that's not the one you didn't know. All right, I'll see if you know the one that you're not going to know. John Hamm gained fame in what 2001 indie romantic comedy?
He was the guy from Mad Men. Indie romantic comedy. I think I know this. He was the... I know this. I do know this.
Wow.
He was... I can see him dropping off that girl in his car. He drove that sports car. What's the initials of the movie?
KJS.
KJS? Tell me.
Kissing Jessica Stein.
Oh, never mind.
That wasn't it.
That wasn't the same movie.
All right. Let's go to the commercial break. We'll come back and we'll talk about Comic Fest.
Yes. And among other things.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the library show. Will or will not Jim Gano be in here in 12 minutes to take care of business?
It's probably Christmas shopping.
Probably.
All right, July is going to be a busy month at the Hunterdon County Library, the North County Branch, and the South County Branch. I'm just going to touch on everything that Mary Noon Kazakowicz has put together in a little email blast she sent out. Is that okay with you, Jennifer?
Perfect.
First of all, of course, all three locations are closed on Monday for Independence Day, but we will be open on Saturday from 9 to 5. So
we will.
Get all your library business done then and enjoy the rest of the weekend. The 2016 Adult Summer Reading Club is going on strong right now. You can go online and join. There's a link right on our homepage, hclibrary.us. The Museum Pass program. I just made new brochures for that, Jennifer. We have four museums where you can borrow passes for free and take your family for free to one of the four museums we have, which include the Newark Museum, the Intrepid Air, Sea, and Space Museum, which I saw the other week because our cruise ship left right next to it.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you where it left from.
Right next to the Intrepid. And then we have that. So our brochure will be online. Is it online right now, Jennifer? It is. So go to our webpage, HC Library at US, the Museum Pass program. All the rules for that awesome money-saving program are right there. All right. At the Huntington County Library headquarters in July, we have creative coloring on Tuesdays, every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Bookmark Cafe. So you know that adult coloring is all the rage now, Jennifer. Mahjong every Thursday in the Bookmark Cafe. Don't know much about Mahjong, but I hear people, it's a very addictive game, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a traditional tile game. So if you like Mahjong, Thursdays in the Bookmark Cafe between 3 and 4 p.m.
Well, it's actually...
It's the work for you.
It's not really an open game.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's from 1 to 3 or 4, depending. I mean, we can play Mahjong anytime you want, but this is if you want to meet people to possibly play.
Well, we're going to have, in September, we're going to organize a group for that.
Very good. Knitters Unite, dropping every Monday on the lower level in July from 10 to 11:30, and meet some other knitters and crocheters from novice to advanced. You can pick up some tips or help novice knitters if you are an advanced knitter, etc. Jennifer, we're showing the movie Spotlight on Thursday, July 14th at 6 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. The Comic Fest movie series The Rocketeer is being shown on July 23rd at 2 p.m. We're showing the movie The Intern on July 28th at 6 p.m. And the book discussion for July will be on Friday morning, July 29th at 10 a.m. They'll be talking about Richard III by William Shakespeare. And then finally, on July, we're showing one more Comic Fest movie, Summer Wars, on July 30th at 2 p.m. Once again, all the programs I'm talking about are on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Yes, Jennifer, you have a question.
Speaking of movie comics, tonight is the first one at 6:30 at the headquarters library.
Oh, very good.
Batman.
Batman?
And we will have...
The original Batman with Michael Keaton?
No, Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson. And we'll have Batarangs to give out.
Awesome. Thank you.
Welcome.
The North County branch in July, they have Drop-In Scrabble every Friday at 1 p.m. They have the North County Fiber Artists Tuesdays, July 5th and July 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. So if you're a fiber artist, you can meet fellow fiber artists on those nights. The book discussion in July is My Beloved World. They don't have the author. Jennifer, do you know the author? It's Sonia Sotomayor.
Yeah. Yes. The Supreme Court Justice.
So that's their book discussion for July. They're showing Spotlight, the Academy Award Best Picture winner, on Saturday, July 16th at 2 p.m. The North County branch is also showing The 100-Foot Journey on Friday, July 22nd at 2 p.m. Then their big event is the Garden Expo on Saturday, July 23rd. 9:30 to 3 p.m. If your interest is trees, orchids, cacti, landscaping, organic methods, bees, or bats, ask our experts. Meet bees and bats, Jennifer. So they have all experts from all fields of gardening to answer all your questions. WordPress Meetup is a drop-in monthly meeting. This in July, it's on Tuesday, July 26th from 7 to 8 p.m., on July 26th also, but at 7 p.m. is the Garden Club meeting for July. That's July 26th again. Feel free to drop in. It's a casual summer meeting, a chance to chat with fellow gardeners and swap your extra plants. They'll be showing the movie Chef on Friday, July 29th at 2 p.m., and they'll be showing the movie The Intern on Saturday, July 30th at 2 p.m. And then finally, the South County branch, Jennifer, not to be forgotten. Their book discussion group for July will be July 19th at 7:30 p.m. It's a short history of nearly everything.
By Bill Bryson.
Yes, from primordial nothingness to this very moment, Bill Bryson explains what happened and how humans figured it all out. So July is a very busy month at all three main libraries of the Huntington County Library System.
And you mentioned the Bookmark Cafe earlier.
I did.
We should also mention we've got some board games out, and some chess and checker sets.
Yes. So, if you need to get out of the heat,
come on into the library, come to the lower level and pick up a game. And have a
welcome with the open arms. Maybe Jennifer will challenge you. What's your game, Jennifer? Do we have Othello?
Boggle. We don't have Boggle, but Boggle's my game.
Boggle's your game?
Remember, didn't we play it once?
We did play Boggle. You probably
whipped you. Mm-hmm.
You probably did.
Because I know all those words. Yes.
I like Othello.
You like Othello?
I'm just starting to play that.
I haven't played that in a long time. I don't know if I'd know how to play it.
It's just like...
You turn it black and white?
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of like backgammon, but not
basic.
Really.
Very basic. I need those basic type games.
Can I talk a little bit about August?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about ConFest for sure, Jennifer.
Since we're talking about the movies leading up to Comic Fest, on August 6th from 10 to 4, it's a Saturday, at the Headquarters Library, we are going to have Comic Fest, the second annual. And it is co-sponsored by the Book Garden of Frenchtown. There will be a cosplay contest, which is get dressed up.
Jennifer is going to be dressing as her favorite superhero.
Uh-huh. There will be games and crafts, and there will be panels. Face painting by Man of Faces. He was very popular last year. We're going to have guests such as the author Kevin McCluskey. John Schmidtberger will be back. Darren Auk, Joseph Cilo. Robert Feldman will be back. Mandy Apgar, John Salvino. Brendan and Brian Frame and Shannon O'Connell, and I've received some giveaways from Marvel Comics already and some from First Second Books. I have not heard back from DC yet.
You will.
So I will. They're very good to me.
Are they? Did they send you stuff last year?
Oh, my gosh. They sent a ton of stuff last year.
Oh, okay. Good. Yes. So Comic Fest, if you missed it last year, just such a great vibe. So if you are interested in the superheroes or comic books or any of that genre, you can't miss this event. Once again, it's August 6th, Jennifer?
Yes.
Saturday, August 6th. What are the times?
10 to 4.
10 to 4?
Yes.
When are we going to hang up those banners?
That's between you and Jeremiah.
Oh.
You guys figure it out.
Really? It's first I'm hearing of that.
Well, I told him to get together with you.
I don't see him much anymore since I don't have any evening concerts for a while.
I know. Well, I'll find out on Saturday, because I want them to put up a display in the lobby.
Very good. I think we're about timing this
about
right.
Time.
Is it time to go? It is time to go, according to my computer.
It is? Okay. Well, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Merry Christmas.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We do have, as reflected on the news, an unfolding situation at Andrews Air Base.
That's Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson after reports that Joint Base Andrews is on lockdown after reports of an active shooter, though NBC News reports there is no active shooter and there never was. NBC's Pete Williams saying a top official tells him someone saw a person carrying a long gun minutes before a scheduled active shooter drill was supposed to start. The person who made the report of a shooter apparently mistook someone who was participating in the drill to be a real-life threat. In Turkey, they're rounding up suspects believed to have been involved in Tuesday's terror attack in Istanbul. At least 16 raids carried out overnight, over a dozen ISIS suspects arrested. Officials haven't publicly identified the three attackers who killed 42 and left hundreds more wounded. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Angie with Daybreak USA. All right, I just returned from a trip, and guess what? My hair looked great. You know why? I actually put my Ovation Cell Therapy into a baggie and brought it with me. And my friend's like, well, they already have, you know, shampoo and conditioner here at the hotel. Like, why do you care that you're using Ovation? Well, you know why I care? Because my hair looks good with Ovation. So whenever I travel, I bring it with me, even if I have to bring it in a baggie. And right now, you can actually join in the Ovation cell therapy movement. Load up your shopping cart with all of the Ovation products, from formulas designed for any type of hair to styling products, conditioners, and vitamins, and get 20% off your entire cart. That's right. Right now, for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire cart. And new customers get another introductory discount on top of that when you select Angie Austin with Daybreak USA at checkout. So go to ovationhair.com. Go to ovationhair.com. You'll love it. Ovationhair.com.
There is heartbreak in Israel as a teenager gets stabbed to death in her own bed. USA Radio's Russ Jones has the details.
13-year-old Halil Ariel was sleeping in her bed Thursday morning when a